What are you doing? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
In a time of civil and political unrest, one man works tirelessly to defend the American dream.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake weather.
Meet our cartoon president.
And then Ohio came in and I was like, wow. And then they called Wisconsin and I was Hillary called me to concede and it was official. I had won the presidency. Do you want to hear it again?
Watch him grapple with difficult decisions.
No, I'm not a racist. I am the least racist person you have ever interviewed. That I can tell you.
Feel the romance.
You also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Meet the president, his closest allies.
Jews will not replace us! Jews will not replace us!
Don't miss the highest rated show of all time.
Donald
Trump
Theater.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, look, when a president of the United States travels internationally, there's a strategic purpose to it. There's some goal that the president is trying to obtain. I have no idea what the purpose of the trip is to Davos. It's just another episode of a TV show, not so different, I suppose, than when the Brady Bunch took off to Hawaii for a two-part special. So the Trump show off to Davos, off to the Alps. I have no idea, though, what the purpose of it is, what he's going to say, what he's going to do, why he's there. And for sure, none of those people have any idea.
Tonight, the reviews are in, because really, what is a bipartisan immigration reform meeting other than an episode of The Apprentice without the theme song and the commercials and Omarosa being herself, which is to say, odious. Yesterday, cameras were rolling for that meeting between lawmakers and the president, the meeting in which the president showed his understanding of immigration policy by agreeing with Democrats until the Republicans reminded him he shouldn't, so he reversed himself, but then moments later went back to agreeing with Democrats.
My performance, some of them called it a performance. I consider it work. But got great reviews by everybody other than two networks who were phenomenal for about 2 hours. Then after that, they were called by their bosses who said, oh, wait a minute. And unfortunately, a lot of those anchors sent us letters saying that was one of the greatest meetings they've ever witnessed. And they were great for about 2 hours. They were phenomenal. And then they went a little bit south on us, but not that bad. It was fine. They probably wished they didn't send us those letters of congratulations, but it was good. Sure, the ratings were fantastic. They always are.
First of all, major kudos to the United States Postal Service for delivering those letters so fast. So fast, it's almost like it wouldn't even be humanly possible. Quick question, though. Who are these anchors who wrote letters congratulating the president on one of the greatest meetings they've ever witnessed, which is a highly believable, totally normal thing that would absolutely happen? Letter writing and how to sharpen a feathered quill pen is the first thing they teach us in anchor school. Little known fact. For the record, I didn't write a letter. Everyone knows when I want to do something totally normal, I send the president one of those big cookies with congratulations on the meeting and icing. Anyway, CNN's Jim Acosta asked the White House to back up the president's claim that he received letters from anchors. This is how the White House actually responded, with a list of two CNN videos and 19 tweets. Now, to be fair, this list does have words on it, and those words are actually made up of letters, but that's not generally accepted in reality to mean the same thing as, quote, letters of congratulation that anchors sent to the president. As for the White House's list of tweets, 18 out of 19 are not actually from anchors, and 19 out of 19 are not letters. And the congratulations heaped on the president in this list of tweets? Well, here's one from a Daily Mail editor. 55-minute pool spray. Is that a record? That's a textbook congratulations letter. Here's another letter that the president received from an anchor. It's a tweet from a BuzzFeed editor. I am so torn by what's happening on CNN and MSNBC right now. On the one hand, this isn't a pool spray. It's a whole hour-long meeting. On the other hand, that's kind of a good thing that this debate is happening in front of cameras. That was on the White House list, as was this from CNN political commentator Patty Solis Doyle. I don't know about you, but I'm riveted by this bipartisan meeting on DACA. After the White House used her tweet as backup for the president's claim today, she tweeted this. For the record, I also find the Real Housewives of New York riveting. It doesn't mean I think Countess Luann should be running the country. Also, I'm not an anchor, and a tweet is not a letter. Not quite the stamp of approval the president claimed.
It is a bit of a confusing morning, to say the least, Caitlin.
Yeah, that's right, John. A lot of contradictions and cleanups going on this morning, and it's only 10 a.m. here at the White House because the president seemed to come out against a bill less than 12 hours after the White House issued a statement endorsing the exact legislation that's going to a vote in the House today. Now, it all got started when the president tweeted this morning at about 7:30 saying,
House votes on controversial FISA Act today. This is the act that may have been used with the help of the discredited and phony dossier to so badly surveil and abuse the Trump campaign by the previous administration and others. They're all spying on me. Obama, Crooked Hillary, Bigfoot, Ted Cruz's dad. Look, call me crazy, but I am mentally ill.
Now that comes less than 12 hours after the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, issued a statement endorsing no changes to this amendment to this bill, saying in the statement that they urged the House to, quote, preserve the useful role FISA's Section 702 authority plays in protection of American lives. Now, those things would seem to completely contradict each other. So then about 90 or so minutes later, give or take, the president issues another tweet, essentially cleaning up what he had said earlier, saying,
with that being said, I have personally directed the fix to the unmasking process since taking office, and today's vote is about foreign surveillance of foreign bad guys on foreign land. We need it. Get smart.
You've walked into a very cleverly laid trap.
We need to get smart. You're the only one live tweeting a debate with yourself that you're losing. Trump's immigration telethon may have been pointless after all, because last night, a federal judge in San Francisco temporarily blocked Trump's decision to end the DACA program. Yes.
Wow.
Quite surprising.
Wow.
Did not see that coming.
Wow.
I did not see that coming.
Wow.
Trump got DACA blocked. And he was shocked. Tweeting,
it just shows everybody how broken and unfair our court system is when opposing side in a case, Zaga, always runs to the Ninth Circuit and almost always wins before being reversed by higher courts. Is there a single institution in America Donald Trump has faith in? Courts are broken, FBI is a disgrace, the White House is in chaos. Have you read Fire and Fury? I'm terrified. Nobody's in charge there.
But Trump has no one to blame but himself. In this decision, the Trump actually cited Trump's own tweets, including this one from September.
Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military?
Looking at Trump's tweets, the judge concluded, we seem to be in the unusual position wherein the ultimate authority over the agency, the chief executive, publicly favors the very program the agency has ended. He's right. On immigration, Trump has two personalities. He's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, amigo. Immigration is here.
What a day it was today. They're all big days, but this one, President Trump today, he rejected a bipartisan deal for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, DACA, which is the program that protects young immigrants who were brought to the United States as children, people like Melania, who wound up here. But apparently, what Trump objected to in the bipartisan plan was the senators from both sides wanted to restore protections for immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and a handful of African countries. They had to be rescued from difficult situations in those countries. Not only did Trump reject the plan, he said, and before I share what Specifically, he said, I would like you to keep in mind this is an actual quote from the actual president of the United States.
We can put this up on screen and explain this. I apologize for using this word here, but this is a quote from the president. Why are we having all these people from sh-hole countries come here? Trump said, this is in the Washington Post, according to these people who are in the meeting, referring to African countries and Haiti, he then suggested that the United States go about bringing in people from other countries like Norway, whose prime minister he met with yesterday.
You gotta keep the devil down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury.
Why are we having all these people from blank countries come here? The president said, using an expletive CBS News will not repeat.
She gotta help me keep the devil way down in the hole.
Listen, I'm sure the fact that countries he described as sh-holes are mostly populated by people of color and the immigrants he wants from Norway are not is a coincidence, because if it wasn't, it would mean we voted for a racist, like a real one, and we'd have to get pitchforks and chase him out of the White House. But I also assume the White House would deny he said that. They did not. They just tried to spin it. It really is unfathomable. It's, you just can't believe that this is the guy running our country. The only silver lining, and this is a small silver lining, but the only silver lining is we got to hear Wolf Blitzer say this all day.
S-hole, 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 blank hole.
Oh, what an S-hole. It's, that would make a great alarm clock. So anyway, thanks, Vlad Putin. You really got us good.
Sir, they're not whole countries. For one, Donald Trump isn't their president.
You gotta keep it down.
But the president didn't just complain. He offered an alternative. He thinks the United States should instead bring more people from countries like Norway. You know what I'm saying? Norwegian people. You catch my drift, people with blonde hair who need a lot of sunscreen. You get what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm a racist. Are you getting that part? Is this on?
You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command.
Question a lot of people are asking, although a lot of people think they have the answer, is the president a racist?
Why do we need more Haitians, Trump said, according to people familiar with the meeting. Take them out.
I'll tell you what, I just left Little Haiti. The love is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Here is how the White House responded to the reporting tonight without a denial, notably, quote, certain Washington politicians choose to fight for foreign countries, but President Trump will always fight for the American people.
A White House official tells CNN that the president took a victory lap last night, calling friends and allies to get their opinion on the breaking news.
He's like a toddler calling his mom to the potty. Come look at the load I dropped in the national discourse. Yeah.
Well, you know who loved the news? Racists. Racists such as David Duke tweeting Trump spoke blunt, hard truth. And racists such as Richard Spencer saying of Haiti, quote, the problem is it's filled with sh-hole people.
If the French dominated, they could make it great again. Hashtag make Haiti great again. The neo-Nazi Daily Stormer website said, quote, this is encouraging and refreshing as it indicates Trump is more or less on the same page as us. With regards to race and immigration, the real issue is all of these shitty brown people who come to the country exclusively to parasite off of us, unquote, and disgusting.
You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
I can't even believe that you're asking the question if, you know, President Donald J. Racist is a person who's a bigot and is in the White House. Of course he is.
Save your soul. Gotta keep the devil down in the hole. He's got fire and the fury at his command.
Well, let me just read the list that I compiled.
The content
everybody
more than
seems
the style.
To have this definitive list of the things
the
that Donald Trump has said.
More than the
let me
style,
give you. Okay. Let me go through some of mine. Mexicans are rapists. He announced his presidency with that. Muslim ban. Look at my African American. A Mexican judge can't be friend there because of his heritage. Hold on. Both sides are to blame after Charlottesville. Elizabeth Warren is Pocahontas.
That one I don't
housing
agree.
Discrimination
that one you
lawsuits.
You
Muslims are building bombs in their living rooms. Muslims are cheering 9/11 in New Jersey. That did not happen. Muslim wife couldn't speak because her husband wouldn't let her. He implied that. Haitians, all Haitians have AIDS, according to the New York Times. Nigerians live in mud huts. Sure. Birtherism, he championed birtherism. The Central Park Five, putting Hillary Clinton's face over
a
Jewish star and cash. I can keep going. African Americans are living in hell. Exaggerating crime stats.
You can keep going.
Retweeting white supremacists. They don't look like Indians to me. Anthony, I can keep going. That's the point.
Also, let's not forget, this is a line Trump has used many, many times before with little success.
Are you racist?
I am the least racist person that you have ever met.
All I'm right. probably the least racist person on earth.
Well, I've known you
I think
a long time.
Know better than that.
Number one, I am the least anti-Semitic person that you've ever seen in your entire life. Number two, racism. The least racist person.
You've been labeled a racist. You've been called a sexist.
Thank you very much.
How do you respond to that?
I am the least racist person you've ever met.
I am not a racist. The new I am not a crook.
Maybe he does think this plays well with the base, as Josh Doshi said, that they did not deny this at first. It's very curious, in fact, that they didn't deny it. They said, well, look, he uses salty language, he uses tough language, but he was trying to make a point. Nobody said that the reports that came out at first, which my paper as well as the Washington Post and others all confirmed, were wrong. It's only really days later that they began to try to slice the apple between S-hole and S-house.
Senator Tim Scott telling the Charleston Post and Courier that fellow Republican Lindsey Graham told him the comments are basically accurate.
It is Martin Luther King Day, and the president says he's not a racist. The number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin, is now suggesting the president is lying.
I know what happened. I stand behind every word that I said. What the president said in that meeting was so awful and so impactful on so many people that when he denied saying it, I felt duty-bound to clarify what actually happened.
A president who prides himself on never apologizing has found himself in so much trouble over these comments, including a cartoon depicting him stuck in his own hole there on the cover of the New Yorker magazine, that the White House and Republicans have settled on the next best tactic after apologizing.
It's not like they said one thing and then 2 days later flipped it into something more politically convenient.
Tom Cotton and David Perdue first on Friday said they did not recall the president saying these comments specifically. Yesterday on the Sunday shows, their stories changed.
Are you saying the president did not use the word that has been so widely reported?
I'm telling you he did not use that word, George, and I'm telling you it's a gross misrepresentation.
I didn't hear that word either. I certainly didn't hear what Senator Durbin has said repeatedly.
Praise Jesus, my memory has returned.
Note that, of course, I didn't hear is not a full denial. It's more of a perception dodge. Another Republican at the meeting, Lindsey Graham, rebutting that denial defense today. This is new. He says, my memory hasn't evolved. I know what was said. I know what I said. This coming after another Republican confirmed the media reports that the meeting and the use of the term asshole was all, quote, basically accurate. So that's the backdrop for Donald Trump's claim that he's the least racist person on the public stage.
And the Washington Post, Josh Dossi, who broke the original story, reporting, quote, White House official told me tonight there is a debate internally on whether Trump said bleep hole or bleep house. Ay, ay, ay. Republican Senators David Perdue of Georgia and Tom Cotton of Arkansas seem to have heard the latter, this person said, and are using to deny.
He's a He's white to white tag, keeping the Haitians out. Ow!
This has turned into a S-show.
Several people said to me over the weekend that there's a semantic difference. Some people in the meeting heard the phrase house instead of hole and are using that to kind of disparage or to knock back some of the reporting. Apparently the senators heard that per White House officials that I have spoken to and are using that discrepancy to say the president did not make those comments.
Now everyone in Africa is walking around like, ah, oh, that changes everything. We live in a house, not a hole. Ah,
today some Republicans are saying house countries refer to poor countries with no plumbing, places where you have to walk out to the house, and therefore the phrase is not racist.
Clear. I've called my sources repeatedly over the weekend. I know colleagues at other outlets have too. And no one in the White House is denying it other than the president that he made a similar remark to what we reported. There's just a difference in hearing on how we ended that phrase.
Even more breaking news tonight. The Wall Street Journal reporting that a lawyer for President Trump arranged a hefty payment to an adult film star. Why? Because of an alleged sexual affair. Tom Foreman joins us with more now.
Hey, Jim. This is a big new claim in the Wall Street Journal. A woman was paid $130,000 a month before the election to keep quiet about a sexual encounter with Donald Trump. I say a month before the election, $130,000.
That is truly shocking. That Donald Trump paid one of his contractors.
According to the story, Trump had this encounter with an adult film star who goes by the name Stormy Daniels in 2006 at a celebrity golf tournament. The Journal says this new report of hush money comes from people familiar with the matter. But the president's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, is hitting back hard, saying these rumors have circulated time and again since 2011. President Trump once again vehemently denies any such occurrence, as has Ms. Daniels. Cohen did not directly address the idea of a payment.
Back before she took the hush money, Ms. Daniels was speaking to journalists from Good Morning America and Slate.com. She was going to spill the beans. She even forwarded along original a draft of the agreement. in it. The porn star is referred to as Peggy Peterson, and Donald Trump is referred to as David DeLucia. David DeLucia. We now know the president's first pet and the name of the street he grew up on.
Donald Trump's lies just passed a milestone, crossing the 2,000 mark. According to the Washington Post, which keeps an ongoing tally of the lies since Trump took office.
You know how the president keeps telling us he's a genius? Well, it turns out he isn't. I know, I was surprised too. There's a website called Factbase that did an analysis of the first 30,000 words spoken in office by every U.S. president since Herbert Hoover. So they loaded all the speeches into a computer, and what their software found is that President Trump speaks at a fourth grade level, lower than any president they've ever measured. So this is the chart. They ranked the presidents using what they call the Flesch-Kincaid grade level scale. Herbert Hoover is at the top of the 11th grade level. Obama was in third place with ninth grade, and then way all the way in the back of the class in the fourth grade, there's Donald Trump. Remember that show, You're Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He's not.
Thanks this week to the new
the cartoon
president
to Peter Serafinovich
Tom
Waits
the
blind
boy of Alabama
the Neville brothers Steve O Domage
the
Commodores golden earring
thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders Steve Schmidt Anderson Kupel Berman Stephen Colbert,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Jim Acosta,
Major
Garrett,
Wolf,
Blitzer, Brian,
Williams,
Jake, Tapper, Anna, Navarro, Katie, Ter, Anthony, Scaramucci, Seth, Myers,
Bill,
O'Reilly, Nicole, Wallace, Ari, Melba,
Dick,
Durbin, Trevor, Noah,
Jack,
King,
George,
Stephanopoulos,
Tom,
Cotton,
David,
Perdue, Lindsey Graham, Josh Dawsey,
Tom
Foreman,
and Rose
Reed.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.